This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. We're glad to be with you every week, and we try to talk about subjects that are important to you and that are topical and that sometimes in this day and age are crucial information that you might want to get because that you might need. Today, we're talking to David J. Schenck, and he is the commissioner of the County of Erie Senior Services. Got that right? County of Erie Department of Senior Services. Exactly. Hi, David.
Hi, Commissioner.
We're friends, so I'm going to skip the commissioner and just try David, okay?
Sure, no problem.
And actually, I think kind of a while ago, you were on Target with me. Maybe it was years ago, but however, since COVID, there's so much more to talk about, and it's so crucial, everything to do with the services that you provide, not only during COVID, but at all times, but particularly, I wanted to tell our listeners about the mission of the Department of Senior Services, what some of the major or basic services that you provide all the time, not just during COVID, okay?
Sure. Well, our overall mission is to promote the well-being of older adults through coordinated and cost-effective services, which enhance their independence, dignity, and quality of life. And we do that through a number of different programs. I'm very blessed to have a staff of about 60 people here in our office. We have about four different divisions, and we have many contracts throughout the community to help enhance our footprint throughout the community to help us more effectively deliver a lot of our services.
Okay. I'm listening to four divisions.
Sure. So the first division is our fiscal division. They're pretty much taking care of the flow of all the grant funds that we receive from New York State, the federal government, and some nonprofits. And then we have a section called case management, and that's kind of divided into two separate groups. One is our New York Connects, which is really our hotline for seniors, and that phone number is 858-8526. And if your listeners are going to take anything away from this time that we're going to share, Penny, it's that phone number. New York Connects, 858-8526. We have a number of case managers that answer that phone line. They have resources at their fingertips. They're highly trained to help out seniors and their caregivers and their powers of attorney and their helpers and all that, and are very versed on what different resources are available through us and also throughout the whole Western New York area. So again, that's 858-8526. Now, the other half of that division is case management. And so we have a bunch of case managers that go out to the more vulnerable seniors, and they go out and see how they're doing. These are typically your homebound seniors. Many of them are utilizing, they have home care aides that come in. Many of them get home-delivered meals from Feed More Western New York or one of the various Meals on Wheels organizations throughout the county. And then the next section is really our transportation section. And we have a fleet of 16 vans. It's called Erie County Going Places Van. Now, if you're going to call the first time to register for that program, you need to call that 8526 number. And once you're registered in the program and now you're going to be a repeat user, you can just call 858-RIDE. 858-RIDE to schedule a ride. Now, ever since COVID started, we're only giving rides to dialysis patients and if a senior deems their travel as essential. Now, what we're doing, though, is we are not defining the word essential. We're letting the rider define essential because we realize that everyone's lives are different. What's important to every senior is different, and their needs are different, and we don't want to we want to make sure these seniors get out and get done the things that they need to get done. Most of these essential appointments are really doctor's appointments for the most part. Our next section is really our nutrition and wellness section. Now, within there, we have a team of about five registered dietitians, and they work with the congregate dining sites. Congregate dining is when seniors come out to a town hall or a senior center, and they come in, they're together, and then they eat a meal prepared by Feedmore Western New York, and then people at the location are responsible to, you know, take that food and heat it up and serve it safely. And then normally we have different wellness programs. Some are run by my staff, some are run by the local center. And also within this section, you have Mr. Fitness, which I know you and Mr. Fitness are very close. And we have another person, Julie, who runs our AMP, our Aging of Mastery program, which is a program that helps our newer seniors who are recently retired to help them transition from, you know, being that judge that wears that robe, you know, 5 days a week to someone who's now just going to do radio talk shows. And
now, who could this be? Who could you be talking about?
Yeah.
Who could this be?
And then we also have another section within there is our RSVP, our Retired Volunteer Seniored Persons. And we have a number of volunteers that volunteer for RSVP. And our person here, Alex, who runs that program, she works with different nonprofits that call her and say, you know something, I could use some seniors to help me be docents at the you know, the Buffalo Naval Park, or they need someone to help be a curator at the Buffalo History Museum, you know, and we come up with different projects for them to do, and then Alex reaches out to those seniors and sees and determines what they're interested in. And actually, due to COVID, one of the most recent projects that we had is she was able to coordinate with the Department of Health. We were partnering with Dr. Gale, and we were able to get some supplies to make masks because we heard that some of the schools throughout the county, they were having difficulty ensuring that all of the kids had masks. So what we did was we were able to get some material. Alex was able to work with some of the seniors that have sewing skills and make masks, and we gave them back to the health department, and now they're going to be disseminated through the county health department flu shots. So that's another thing that we're doing. We also have within that same section our University Express, which I believe you are one of our newest instructors, right, Penny?
I believe I am. I was going to ask you, but you read my mind what I was going to be doing, and to explain it. Okay.
So seeing as how we're on this topic, do you want to let the audience know when your class is?
No, because I don't have it in front of me, and I don't know. Isn't it in February, maybe? Do you know?
Let me tell you what. Okay. I will try to look it up as I'm talking.
Okay. All right. Okay. If I knew.
So,
Don't make me nervous. You're making me nervous.
Well, I hope it's not today.
It's not today. It's after the first of the year.
Yep. So anyways, we have, like I said, so University Express is kind of based after the model of having... it's kind of like the adult education that happens in the different schools, and they focus on all kinds of different categories of really, really interesting stuff. Like, for instance, those of you that want to learn how to become a judge, they take
that was not, that was not my intent, David, but okay.
Well, that's what I thought it was. And then, so we talk about current affairs, we talk about history, humanities and law and finance, which is probably where yours falls into, science and medicine and wellness and enrichment. So we have a bunch of different categories. And so really what happened to this program, it used to be hosted at about 14 senior centers around Erie County, and the instructors would go into the centers, and then the center would provide the classroom. Well, actually, well, due to COVID, which, as we all know, kicked in March, and I believe our spring semester was supposed to begin was supposed to begin in April. So what we did was is we changed it to a virtual program, and that seemed to work out pretty well. And then what we did was is we so for this semester, we're doing what I like to call a hybrid program. It's not only virtual, but and also, too, even from the spring, we took a lot of the classes and we recorded them and left them online so people could go back later and watch. So, but the hybrid, what we're doing this semester, I'm sorry, I'm jumping back and forth, is some of the senior centers are hosting a classroom, though the instructor is still going to be virtual. So I found your class, Penny. It's a judge's journey. Judge Wolfgang will discuss her journey to the bench and some of her most memorable cases. And your class is Monday, November 30th at 10 a.m. So if your assistant is on the phone, please put that on her calendar.
Jim is here, and he's going to put it on my calendar, and I already have it on my calendar. And and so I would never forget, but my question is, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be virtual, but people will be watching it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then while we're talking about University Express and giving shameless plugs,
yes,
I'm going to plug my class as well.
Yes.
My classes, I talk about my four deployments to the Middle East. Actually, I was the director of Erie County Veterans Services since 2016, and actually I'm still covering that department until my successor returns from active duty and fighting COVID. And so I've been in the Army Reserve 32 years now, and I've deployed four times, Desert Storm, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Kuwait. So my class is a little long, so Katie Earle, who runs that program, she decided to break it up into two parts. So my first half, which is Desert Storm and Iraq, Freedom 2003, is Thursday, November 12th at 2 p.m., and the second half of my presentation is when I was in eastern Afghanistan during the surge, late 10 to late 2011, and Kuwait 13-14. That's December 3rd at 2 p.m. So
I am not going to miss those, David.
Okay, great. I would love to have you.
I would not miss it. And also, I know our listeners would be interested, and I just want to say on my behalf and behalf of everybody that's listening, thank you for your service. I totally forgot to talk about you at the beginning of the show, so I'm glad we got to mention that, and thank you so much.
Okay, great. I appreciate that. Thank you. So then, so that rounds off our services. However, we have another division, which is our Division of Program Development and Contracts. And, you know, some people think, the services you provide are really cool. But the thing is, you know, our target demographic, seniors and their caregivers, is forever changing. So we have a section dedicated to monitoring the programs and then also doing surveys and keeping track of what the seniors are interested in. Of course, then a lot of times we have to have contracts, you know, for, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, for a lot of the nonprofits to help expand our footprint of the services that we provide. Those have got to be monitored and maintained, and we have to make sure that those nonprofits are meeting their expectations of the contracts because we try to be good stewards of tax dollars. And like I said, if a program seems to be, you know, seniors are losing interest, then we try to evolve it into something new. And we listen to what they want, and we try to develop some new programs.
So I just want to tell our listeners that we are talking, in case you did not know, to David Schenck, who is the Commissioner of Senior Services for Erie County, and we are discussing all of the various services and programs that are kind of under the umbrella of the Commissioner, which are many and varied, to say the least. And, of course, you are listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And, Commissioner, I want to get back to a couple of the things that we talked about to do with the programs. And the first thing is, you already mentioned one, one like rearrangement, so to speak, or accommodation that you've had to make during COVID, for example, for the virtual hybrid classes. What are some of the other, you know, how have you managed any of these services or all of these services during COVID? How have they changed and how have you managed them?
Sure. Well, when COVID first started, the county executive, Mark Poloncarz, and I, we had a discussion about transportation and eliminating non-essential rides. And then we also had to talk about closing the congregate dining sites. And we have 48 sites across the county. And so what we did was, is we had our dietitians and our caseworkers call all those people who were regular congregate diners and offered them home-delivered meals as a substitute. Some people took them, some people didn't. And then now we're at this point, of those 48 sites, we have a good number that have reopened. And those are mostly sites that are not located within the city. But we're now starting to get interest from the city sites that they want to reopen as well. So at this point, we have 20 that have reopened, 4 that are close, and 24 that are still on pause. But like I said, the city sites now are starting to show some interest. So what I recommend to the seniors out there, if you used to be a congregate diner, you should contact the senior center or the town hall that you normally went to, call them, and if they're open, schedule a meal. Obviously, they are adhering to all the Department of Health and CDC regulations. Some of these sites have been open since early August, and we haven't had no problems at this point. People are respecting social distancing. And, you know, we're at the maximum 50% capacity because the governor's executive order indicates 50% capacity. But then again, we also have to ensure that, you know, people are spread out. And so it seems to be working. Some of the senior centers were doing some exercise programs outside. Some are now doing them inside. Actually, the county executive and I were dedicating a new van out of the Cheektowaga Senior Center on Friday. And while we were... when it was over, we took a little tour, and their congregate site in Cheektowaga is reopened, and they had a yoga class going on at Cheektowaga Senior Center. So, you know, programs are starting to, you know, they're starting to, you know, begin once again. A lot of them are done by the sites themselves, and they have their own instructors. We have instructors here as well, and so that was a big change. We already talked about how University Express and transportation changed. Another thing that we did initially was to contact the homebound seniors pretty much every week to check on them and see how they're doing and how they adjusted. You know, and then finally, I would say probably the most, probably the greatest thing that we did is if the listeners want to go to www.erie.gov/senior services, they will see in our What's Happening, which is in the middle of that page, we developed a combat social isolation webpage. And on that page, we have all kinds of different stuff. We took a lot of our old programs that were always in person, and I had my staff record videos. Mr. Fitness has a bunch of videos on there. Of course, we already talked about University Express. A lot of the programs that our registered dietitians used to do at the congregate sites are now online. And then we also have our falls prevention and aging mastery is on there. And then the other thing that we did was that, you know, we know that if the seniors were to listen to all those, that would only keep them busy for a little while. So we decided to reach out and identify other sources, and like the Aquarium of Niagara, and what they did is they did a virtual tour. So did the Comedy Museum down in Chautauqua County. There's a whole bunch, Fort Niagara has a whole bunch of educational online events, you know, YMCA, and I'm sure that you've listened to some of the TED Talks, right, Penny?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yep, that link is on there. And then so some people say, well, what about the seniors who don't know how to use that?
Oh, I was just going to ask you that.
Yep, and so we have one site on here called the Senior Tech Club. It's a great site to help teachers learn. And then let's face it, when the kids were home from school, there's no reason why they can't ask their grandkids to help them learn how to use a cell phone and a computer. And that's what a lot of them did. And, you know, we all know that when there's a tragedy and a crisis, there are some bad things that happen and some people suffer and some people perish. But because, just like Darwin said, it isn't the smartest and it isn't the strongest. It's those that have the ability to evolve. People that have the ability to adapt to change are the ones that will always prosper. So, you know, I think one of the positives of COVID is that it's getting our seniors to become a little bit more interested in IT and technology. And, I think that's one of the positives that we have to take away from 2020.
You're so right. I hope that the people who are listening who need help and ask their children or their grandchildren are better off than I am, because when I ask them, they say, I told you this four days ago. I'm not telling you again. So, but I have Jim. I have Jim here to help me. I just wanted to ask you one last thing, health wise. You know, we're talking. This is such an important program because we're talking about seniors, and as we know, they have been the most vulnerable during this crisis, and people that we're the most concerned about, seniors and people with I forget, underlying problems that we talk about. Has there been any, are you involved at all with the nursing home issues or the health of health of the senior citizens?
Well, actually, when it comes to the sickness within the nursing homes, that's more under the preview of the health department.
Dr. Gale. But I heard you say you're working with her.
Yes. Yeah. We were working on a collaboration to make masks for kids and utilize some of the COVID dollars that we had received. And that had paid for the material. And then we got some of the seniors who have sewing skills to make the masks. And then the health department nurses that go out and do the flu shot campaign are asking people when they come through if they need a mask and that they have children's masks. Because the children masks sometimes are a little harder to come by, because it seems like either it's one size fits most or they're adult masks. So that was one thing that we had collaborated on. And then also, too, that I wanted to mention is that the county library, they also offer classes targeted specifically for seniors and technology. So contacting your local library to see if they have a class for that would also be good. And then I wanted to circle back, too, because one of the main reasons why we made the Combat Social Isolation page is when COVID first started, we had to adjust our delivery models, and then we were trying to take care of the most basic things, like still getting seniors to their essential appointments and their nutrition needs. And then we knew cabin fever was going to set in, and then the depression and the mental health and anxiety was going to kick in.
Yes.
That's why we made this Combat Social Isolation page. Well, if you're on that page and you scroll down to the bottom, you're going to see a bunch of mental health resources. Crisis services on there, the National Suicide Hotline. We have a link to the Department of Mental Health, the Alzheimer's Association. I'm sure you've heard of Compierre and Catholic Charities. They have a telephone assurance program where volunteers will call and help check on the homebound seniors, kind of like some of my staff has been doing.
That was so important when you said that, because the isolation aspect, all of these various programs and the transportation and the nutrition and all of these really vital programs that you have thought of or that you have innovated and worked with is the most important part for seniors, because they are the ones who are, as we pointed out, suffering during COVID from isolation and not having the programs and not being able to go to the senior centers and places that they relied on for companionship.
Exactly. Yeah, and there's no doubt our seniors are very, very good voters. So, and I'm sure that you know that, you know, the ability to apply for an absentee ballot, those rules have been loosened this year, and COVID is one of the reasons you can apply for an absentee ballot. And then, of course, early voting started this weekend. That'll be open through next Sunday. then, of course, the big day, you know, Election Day itself on that Tuesday. You know, so you know they're seniors. They're definitely want their vote heard.
And they're a very large part always of the voting population. They always say seniors are very, very, you can count on them to vote.
Definitely, yeah. They represent about 22% of the population, but I think because not everyone votes, the voting population, I think they got a much higher percentage.
Now, let me just go back again, as you would say, circle mm-hmm. back to the phone numbers and the website that, in case people, you know, want to write it down, or we should tell them again where they can call you and how they can get more information online. Again, you know, remember the New York Connects number. We want to tell them that one again.
Right. That's the 858-8526. And that's the most important number. That's the number you call first, and then they pretty much do a pre-screening for all the various benefits that we have and that we're knowledgeable about throughout the community, and then we get you to the right department, and then after that we make sure that you qualify for the specific program, and then we get you that service. Again, it's 858-8526.
And the website, which now we've determined that people who didn't know how to do it before are hopefully going to learn how to go to the website to get further information. And the website is
www.erie.gov/senior services.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much, Commissioner David Schenck from the Erie County Department of Senior Services. And thanks, everybody, for listening to On Target. And we hope we've given you some valuable information, whether you are a senior yourself or have a senior in your family that you might want to help and give this information to. So thanks for listening. We'll be with you again next week. Same time, same station. Have a good week. Have a safe week. And we'll talk to you again soon. Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.